Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I sound like I'm sick. No, it's not COVID. It's just a cold. Desperate House Witches is brought to you by the one, the only, the incredibly wicked one herself, the amazing Dorothy Morrison. Please check out www.wickedwitchstudios.com for all of your needs. And in addition to that, Desperate House Witches is not a G, PG, or even an R-rated show. So if bad language, bodily function, dirty talk of any kind might upset you, this may not be the show for you, but you know it is, because that's why you fucking listen in the first place. Good morning. My guest today is a wonderful author, an amazing artist, and an incredible singer, my friend Sandra Mariah Wright. Hey!
What a warm welcome. Thank you so much. Yeah. I greatly appreciate it. Good to be back.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. I really appreciate you. I'm so glad you're back. The last time you were on, we were talking about Lighting the Wick, a wonderful book. And now you're already back with this fantastic book called Awakening the Crystals, The Ancient Art
yes.
and Modern Magic of Gems and Stones. And your co-author is, again, Leanne Marama, which I think is great. I had to ask you, is it hard to write with a co-author or is it easier?
I really enjoy it. And I think it's the kind of thing that if you love it, you love it. If it's not for you, it's just not for you. Like I think people who enjoy, bouncing ideas off each other, people that like the collaborative style of co-authoring are in their element.
Yep.
And then people that really just want to, steer the ship 100% themselves is, it's probably
yeah.
not really for them. I think all authors understand the need for good editing because, and if you don't, you learn quick because, we can go on and on about a subject and we can, go off in 100 directions on a subject we love. And it's up to the editors to kind of rein us in and guide us. And so
yeah.
all authors are, in a way, co-authors because all authors, wind up with editors. So,
excellent
at
point.
Least all
really
good authors wind up with editors.
Right.
It's like anybody that's publishing professionally is going through, possibly multiple editors. And so, you've got to get used to the collaborative idea of, I can say whatever it is I'm going to say, but then someone else is going to put eyes on it and they might spark another idea or they might see where some fat can be trimmed or whatever. So it's always going to be a team effort. I adore
That's awesome.
Our team at Tartar Perigee. Absolutely adore
mm-hmm.
everyone on the team. And so we've gotten so lucky because I have heard from some authors out there in the world that are not really happy with their teams. We
yeah.
are, and so we've just been counting our blessings this whole entire time. All three books have been such a beautiful, it's always going to be a labor of love, but they really have been, I feel like everybody has made the book better. Everybody that's contributed has just made it whatever book it is. I feel like they're making it better. They're helping to bring it to birth, and make it what it is. And so it's Leanne and I, but it's also our team. So
that's wonderful. And your books are so nicely written. They're not beat you over the head type of books. They're not so professorial that people can't understand what the hell you're saying. It's really lovely, down to earth, easy for folks to understand. Was that important for you?
Well, I was raised by a teacher, and I went to school to be a teacher. And so I feel like that probably comes through in the way that that the information gets delivered. So, because I have a pretty strong hand when I'm writing in the editing process, and so I'm, you know, I'm looking at it. You know, obviously, I try to look at it from the outsider's perspective of, if I'm just receiving this book instead of being the one writing it, is this going to be clear for me? Am I going to find the information I need quickly if I'm not reading it cover to cover? If I go back and use this as a reference book later, you know, am I going to be able to pinpoint what it was that I wanted to go back to? Did I lay this out clearly enough? You know, I always tell Leanne, girl, just write as much as you want. Write, you know, go crazy. Go, get all your ideas out there. You know, go nuts. Don't try to edit yourself. You know what I mean? And I'll come behind you and basically, you know, I'll tweak it a little bit and weave what I'm going to write into what you write, and then we can bounce it back and forth. And it's really, you know, I've spent a lot of time in my career proofreading and editing. That's been, you know, I went into marketing. I didn't wind up in teaching. I wound up in marketing. And so to be, you know, to go back, you know, that's just going to be a natural function when I'm doing, you know, any kind of writing. I go back and, you know, re-edit myself. So it's like, it's just, it's just our workflow. And and so, you know, there's plenty of, you know, encyclopedic style books out there. There are a lot of, you know, 500 page, you know, treaties out there. And I didn't feel like we needed to do that. I really wanted to come at it. All the information we deliver, we want it to be accessible. We want to be as approachable as we are in real life, and we want our voices in print to be like our voices in real life. And so when we teach a class together, which we've done many, many times, when we do an event together, which we've been doing for, gosh, close to two decades at this point, when we do that, we are very conversational for us, and we can still get the important information. And the bottom line is, the stuff that we're teaching, it works for people. That's the bottom line. It works for people. We're looking to help people transform their lives. We always want to have a component there about, you know, forms of divination, because we believe in divination strongly as psychics. We believe that that's a part of it, is to get people in touch with their own intuition, to make sure that they themselves are, you know, with their gut, and that they're following their gut in their lives. That's going to lead to better decisions, which leads to a happier life. Ultimately, we want to empower people to be able to work magic, to be able to make change in their own lives, to be able to, you know, achieve their goals. Because let's face it, if everybody here is happier, won't this be a better place for everybody to live? Right? If everybody, if everyone's getting more out of their lives, more that they want, and living the life that they are, you know, hoping to live, and in the way that they're hoping to live it, I've just got to believe that that's just overall going to raise the vibration here entirely. And so for me, crystals is a big part of that, and always has been. That's my heart. That's been my heart since I was a child. You know, my father gave me my first one, and I cherish that. It's still with me, and I do talk about that a bit in the book. And it's like, crystals has just always been, I've always connected. Some people connect stronger with herbs, other people, you know, different things. But for me, I've always had the connection to the stones has been so strong for me. And so to be able to write this book, I was just so happy to be able to do this, because this is where I live and breathe. So
to say, you know, when you told the story about your father giving you your first crystal, it reminded me of when I was a kid, I found this little white piece of like a gravel stone, and I held on to that without having any clue of what I was doing. I just really liked it, and it this one piece resonated with me. I still have it over 50 years later. I still have this one piece. But I was never really a crystal collector or appreciative of what crystals can do until I actually met you, because you're the person who has really taught me, even at a distance, the most about what is good for what, how to tune in, how to use the crystals for an actual purpose as opposed to leaving them on a shelf or in a drawer and they're just sitting there not doing anything that's not their intended purpose. And they're actually to aid in, you know, I'm witch, so they aid me in practice and they aid me in comfort when I'm at my job. And I really credit you with being the person who, even at this late age in my life, has really introduced me to something that a lot of people just find a key component, and I never did. So thank you.
You're so welcome. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Because I love that. That's like, okay, I've done my job. I've done my job, if that's
Absolutely.
What's happening. Because that's probably a piece of quartz, by the way, that you've been carrying that whole entire time. I would bet you that
uh-huh.
that's a piece of, you know, quartz. And so that, you know, as you know, is great because you can program that pretty much to do whatever you need it to do. You know, it very much listens to what you tell it. And so if you need to do this or that or the other thing, it will help you do those things. You know, it's very programmable. And when you're talking about a lot of people buy crystals and then they just, like you said, put it in a drawer, stick it on a shelf. And that's fine because even passively the stones will bring benefits, but not as much as if you actually work with them. Then you're going to awaken them. Then you're actually going to get so much more of what it is that you were originally drawn to. Yes, having them passively in a space, maybe just for the aesthetic or what have you, just a gentle vibration that just emanates from them, that's wonderful. But when you've got a purpose and you want them to help you with it, the more you connect with them, the greater the amplification of their power really is. And they empower you. They amplify those things in you. When we say tiger's eye for courage and strength, we're not necessarily saying like, oh, carry a tiger's eye and suddenly you're 10 times stronger. It's more that you're connecting with the elements of tiger's eye, and tiger's eye is reminding you of your strength and your courage.
Yep.
Tiger's eye is amplifying what's inside of you. It's basically turning the volume up on those things inside yourself so you can access that power that rests within you. And it keeps you mindful. And that's why I love, like, the bracelets. I love wearing those, you know, the bracelets, because they keep me mindful as to what it is I'm working on, whether I'm drawing it in for myself on my non-dominant side. So I'm basically saying I want to draw in peace. I want to draw in, you know, calm, cool, collectedness, or I want to project, you know, that and so I'm wearing it on the opposite side. If I wear it on the opposite side, I'm projecting that out into, you know, into my space and into those around me. So maybe I'm projecting, you know, a calm exterior. Maybe that's going to reflect back and those people are going to feel that calmness wafting off of me, and then they're going to calm themselves down. You know what I mean? And so that's when you start seeing the benefits in your, like, in your vicinity.
Oh yeah. I actually used, piece of tiger iron that I had gotten from you for a meeting that was very important to me. And it just, not only did it calm me, it protected me, because as we know, tiger iron has hematite and tiger eye, and what's the third thing? I can't remember. Or is it just those two?
Tiger Iron is Tiger Eye and hematite. That's what's in there. But also,
right.
Yes. It will also oftentimes have red jasper.
Yes, thank you. So I took this piece into this meeting, and I called on all of those things to just amplify while it was, you know, I was playing with it in my pocket while I was having this conversation. It was a really important conversation, and it went so well because, you know, it's also a focal point. Crystals are also just a focal point. You know, you hold on to it, and you can, you know, put energy into it, take energy from it. It can be very soothing. It can be very relaxing. It can keep you from flipping out in a bad situation or what could be a bad situation, depending on how you channel that energy, which is amazing. But I have to say, part of the reason why I've fallen in love with crystals is because, okay, so you own Gallows Hill Witchery. And Gallows Hill Witchery does live sales of crystals and jewelry. But your care in explaining as we go through one of those evenings, and they are on Facebook if anyone is interested. Check out Gallows Hill Witchery on Facebook. But while you're doing these sales, it's like you very carefully explain what things are good for. And sometimes it's like, oh, I need this. Oh, I don't need this right now. And it's so helpful. You know what I mean? When you have somebody there to guide you and explain it, it's just so beneficial. I've seen other sales where, you know, folks are like, they don't really give you as much of a detailed description as you do because you like to talk about where things are from and that's important. And you like to talk about the capabilities of such things. And you do remind us that, you know, we have to take an active part. It's not like you just buy the crystal and whatever it is cured. It will help you, but you have to find that strength within yourself. And I think sometimes folks forget that, you know, they buy rose quartz because they're trying to, like, you know, acquire a relationship or something, but it's not just to bring someone to you. It's to give you that spirit, that intention, that attracting ability. And, you know, it's not just about the stone. The stones have magic, true, but it's what we do with them that really makes it work.
Definitely. And I feel like part of it is that when I'm talking, people are, like you said, some people are saying, "Ooh, I need that." But also other people are saying, "Oh, that's why I'm drawn to that." It's funny because I will find myself craving something, like let's just say spinach.
Yep.
And I'll go through these periods of time where I'm really craving something. And then I find out that it has certain vitamins or minerals in it. And I'm like, wow, if I actually listen to my body, it's actually teaching me what I'm low on or what I need. It's actually, you know, it's showing me what it is that I'm, you know, that I'm low, you know, that I need boosting for. And so a lot of times I have found in my journey, and I actually talk about this in the book, I'll be drawn to a stone that I've never seen before and I haven't encountered it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and pick up this stone. I'm going to take it home. I'm not going to ask questions, and I'll work with it for a little bit and see what I think it's doing before I even look it up. You know what I mean? And then find out what other people's experiences of that stone. And then it's so amazing, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I was right, you know, and you'll understand why you were drawn to it. And you'll say, wow, it actually is doing what other people have said that it has done for them. Those are the feelings I got from it. That's the vibe that I got from it. That's why I picked it up in the first place. And I love to just wait instead of necessarily immediately researching. And of course, there's a lot of stores where, of course, when you walk in, you know, the purpose is sort of right there. There'll be a little card or some little, you know, a little sign. And so you don't always get to play the game, but if you go to certain, you know, places, where they're not necessarily, you know, always labeling everything, then you can play the game where you say, okay, I'm drawn to this stone. I'm going to work with it for a week or so. I'm going to figure out what I'm getting from it. And then I'm going to go ahead and look it up. And then I'm going to figure out why I was drawn to it. And there are other times where you're like, okay, I have a job interview coming up or something, let's just say. I'm going to go to the store and I'm specifically going to look at those cards and I'm going to choose three stones that are all for, you know, success, you know, all kinds of things, whether it's like a financial, you know, maybe you're looking for a bump in pay, maybe you're, you know, maybe it's a certain type of job that you're looking for and there's stones that would align with that. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can construct, you know, whether that's a little mojo bag that you're going to carry or, you know, you're going to place these things on your altar. Perhaps you're going to offer these stones up as an offering to a specific deity that you've been working with on this, you know, on this goal. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you could use these stones. Perhaps you're going to go see one of your ancestors and you're going to leave these stones along the grave because you want a reminder to that ancestor that says, please help me with this. Help guide me. Help me hear you. Help me hear your guidance. And you'll find, you know, when you're, you know, meditating on that purpose or when you are, perhaps even when you're in that interview, you might even feel the nudge of your ancestors basically saying, yes, this is the job. Yes, this is it. Go for it. You may also hear, no. This is not the right job.
Yeah.
This is going to suck. This, you're getting in over your head here. These people are toxic, you know, whatever. You can listen for that, and you leave a. It's like you leave a walkie-talkie when you leave the stone on the grave. It's like a little walkie-talkie. You carry one, you leave one. You know, so you take you take a quartz crystal or another, you know, and a labradorite, and you leave those at the grave, and then you put them in your pocket, and then you put them in your pocket as well. And it's almost like you've got a walkie-talkie going, you know, and you're saying, okay. Nudge me along here. Which way am I going, you know? And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways to incorporate the crystals and actually work with them rather than just being like, these are pretty crystals and, you know, I throw them in the drawer, you know?
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, this book being under 200 some odd pages, not very, you know, it's not a huge cumbersome book, but you manage to pack in so much. And there are some really key points about the book that I particularly love. And one of them is that you talk about crystals for our furry family. And I think that's just so beautiful.
Well, Leanne and I both are, you know, animal lovers, and we are, you know, and we're fur moms, right? So we have, she has her Sadie, who's got such a personality. Everybody knows Sadie. And then, you know, with me right now, it's Merlin and Marie Marie. We just lost Abigail, our pug. But it's, you know, we've got Merlin and Marie Marie, and we're probably going to broaden our family again. We're probably going to get another pug or possibly a Brussels Griffon, but more than likely it'll be a pug. And so, you know, we work with, you know, with our animals, with those crystals too, the same way that we would work with spirit or, you know, or anything else. We also incorporate the crystals with the animals and with good results, you know, with really good results. So,
great that you brought that into the book.
Yeah, well, we know so many witches who, you know, have animal companions or animal familiars.
Yep.
And so, you know, and not every animal companion is a familiar. I feel like I need to put that out there. And I've had both. I've had familiars and I've had companions. Not every animal is suitable to be considered a familiar because not every single one of them is connected in that fashion, and not every single one of them is going to, you know, work with you in that fashion. And some are just there for for love and companionship, and that's also extremely valuable and wonderful, and is not secondary,
sure,
you know, to the familiar relationship. It's just different than the familiar relationship.
Yeah.
But it's, I feel like, you know, we know personally so many people. And so we were like, we've got to talk about this because we just know so many people that have animal companions or animal familiars. We're like, how could we possibly skip that? And then we always talk about mediumship in all of our books, all three of them, and going
yep.
forward, you know, the intention is to always talk about our beloved dead because that's been a huge part of the work that we've done for the past 20 years. So why would we not talk about that? We're always going to talk about that because spirit plays a huge role in our lives. And so we're always going to, whatever subject we tackle, mediumship will always be in some way discussed with it. And that's just, you know, we're bringing what we've worked with, our knowledge, we're bringing that and hoping to share that with other people. That's the goal. You know, the goal is to not necessarily gatekeep these things. The goal is to share these things. Hence why I discussed
yes.
and brought up the crystal skulls.
Yes.
Because that's another subject that I feel like, you know, needs to be sort of better understood. Because I think a lot of people have, you know, like a very Hollywood kind of a view of the crystal skulls based on, you know, what has been discussed about them over the years
mm-hmm.
and how people have, you know, how people have tried to, you know, I don't know. There has been a lot of, shenanigans, I guess you could say, with regard to the crystal skulls.
Yeah.
And so debunking a little bit of that and getting people to understand how to actually work with these beautiful, amazing crystals.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And you've had quite a journey with the crystal skulls.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I will tell you, and anybody listening, I thought, you know, stupidly, well, Chris, you know, skulls, that's not really my deal. It's too much about the sacred dead. I'm an older person now. Death is a lot closer for me than it was when I first started. But, you know, you fostered this amazing love of them. And I finally got my first one, which was my pyrite skull, Philip. And that was it. I fell in love. It's like, I don't know what happened to me. Someone who never really was into skulls at all. Just period. Skulls were not my thing. You should see how many skulls I have now. Sandra, you know, because I got them all from you. But I love them, and they're beautiful. And working with them is so, it brings a sense of peace. If you're it's good for younger witches, older witches, people who aren't into witchcraft, because I think ancestors speak to anyone who wants to hear them. I think the dead
Absolutely.
Communicate with us all the time. And if you have ears to hear it, you don't have to be pagan. You don't have to be a witch. You don't have
yep.
to be a medium. Those things are lovely, of course. But again, I believe spirit talks to us in several different ways through several different mediums at, you know, all the time. But having these skulls has really opened things up. And sometimes when you feel like you can't find the wisdom that you're looking for, I work with them a lot. A lot of people do divination with scrying. A lot of people, you know, do tarot, which are lovely and perfect things. For me, I use my crystals,
yes.
rather, for that
yes.
wisdom. And I find it works. It may not work for everyone, but it absolutely works for me. And it's not something, I mean, I'm 60 years old. I didn't start this journey, but what, Sandra, 3 years ago, tops, two or three years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you know, it's been a few years, but, you know, and I just, you know, I have such a vibe when I get things from you because I know the care that you put in things. Folks, you can buy anything off of eBay. I don't suggest it. Because when you know the person you're getting your products from, and this goes for crystals, candles, tea, whatever, just saying, your association with the person that you are getting this from is very important too. You want it to be someone you trust, someone you feel like you can believe in, someone who you know has your best interests at heart to steer you in the right direction. And I would say to folks who are, you know, kind of skeptical of what I'm saying, please remember that nobody keeps a business going by giving bad advice. So it behooves someone to give you the correct information, and it helps if that's just who they are. So the fact that I have you to get these pieces from, that I know if I have a question, what does this correspond to, what would get along with it, you've just been so instrumental in taking me on this journey. And I really want to encourage folks to check out the Gallows Hill Witchery Facebook page just to see, you know, like when the next live is. You might want to check it out. It's kind of cool. We have a good time. Crystal Coven.
That's the key. Honestly, that's the key for me is that we have a good time.
Yep.
That's what I adore about my lives. What I love is the interaction. I love that people have actually formed friendships and people have stayed in touch with each other, and it's our little, that's our Crystal Coven right there. That's our Crystal Coven.
Yep.
That's, you know, that's our thing. Like, I think, you know, that I just had the logo. I just had a rebirth of the logo and I included the tag.
I love it.
Of the Crystal Coven.
Yep.
And of course you have your copy of Awakening the Crystals, and you see that the Crystal Coven is in the dedication of the book. So, you know,
I do.
because I adore our group, you know, our core group, you know. I love when new people come in too and become a part of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the things I love is that everyone's very welcoming, and I've seen amazing generosity between people. If two people, like, go for the same thing, so many times somebody will say, so-and-so, if you're really drawn to that, I will let you take that one. And then they'll be like, no, you go ahead. You go ahead and take it. Or, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. I really know that that one was meant for me, and, you know, you typed faster than I did or what have you. It's so nice to see people being so kind to each other. You know, the kindness goes a long way in the group. And it's a lovely group. I always enjoy. I've enjoyed every single one of my lives. I always have a good time on my lives because I'm seeing everybody else have a good time on there. And I'm so my faith in humanity gets restored when I see how people are treating each other on the lives. They're not, you know, they're not like, you know, just hurry up, me, you know, I need to get my thing and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's really, it's so good to see people. It's the exact opposite of what it looks like on Black Friday morning when everyone's like, you know, stampeding each other to get to the whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, it's the absolute utter opposite of that. It's everybody falling over themselves to be kind to each other. And it's a breath of fresh air on the internet.
It really is.
Just a breath of fresh air.
You know, we all have in that regard, and I don't know how you manage to do it, and it's probably your vibe that creates it, but it is the one place on the internet where I feel like I can go and say, I had a crap day, and like everyone's like, what's going on? Can we help? What can we do to make you feel better? Tell me what the problem is. Oh, my God, that happened to you? I'm so sorry that happened to you. You know what I mean? Like, we do that. We fall all over each other to help each other. If, you know, many, many times, because I do type very quickly. I'm like, that thing's mine. And then somebody else really wants it. And it's like, ah, you know what? I already have one of these. You go ahead. And, you know, and we buy each other presents sometimes. It's really kind of amazing.
Yeah, like literally people have claimed things. And then, or literally, like, you know, somebody that I know and their aunt is on there. And the aunt has picked up her order, her entire order for her twice. Like,
oh, wow.
Before she can do the invoice, the aunt is like, I've got that invoice, you know, and it's like,
wow.
It's just, it honestly, it's just amazing. And I've also had people say, you know what, I saw that so-and-so claimed that piece. I want to pay for that piece for them. Like
so
Brian
sweet.
Bought Freya
so
a beautiful piece of jewelry that
yep.
she claimed. And he was like, don't include that in her invoice. I've got that. I'm sending her that. And like, people will just
it's
like, I just can't stress enough. People have just been, you know, in one way or another, they've, as many people as there are, or as many ways as they've shown their generosity and their kindness to each other and their compassion for each other. And it's just lovely. It really is. It's lovely.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I've got to say, most of the time, everyone's in a great mood, and everybody's like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm sitting here with my big mug of coffee, and I just can't wait to, you know. It's like everybody's, you know, and occasionally somebody is having a rough day, but they're coming in there and saying, you know what, I've been looking forward to this all day. I've had a long, hard day, and this is my me time.
Mm-hmm.
This is my me time, and I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to be with the Crystal Coven. And everybody will just relax, and we wind up laughing and having a grand old time, you know. And it's like, you know, as pandemic,
absolutely.
When everybody was like, you know, people were like not even leaving their houses, and like everybody felt so disconnected. It just connected us all. It just kept us all really connected. You know, it was a space for people with like mind to get together.
Yeah, seriously. And even though you think you have some groups like-minded on the internet, I don't know. There's just such a safe feeling when we're in that live with you, because we feel like we can be ourselves, number one. Number two, if we're showing a soft side or a sad side, no one uses it against us. We're all there for supporting each other. It's more than just shopping. It's a feeling. It's a way to get away from the stresses of every day. It's a way to hang out with people who you already know are kind before you even log on to it. You know what I mean? There's like, it's not just about shopping. It's about, like when my altar fell, I had a huge altar that my bookcase crashed into it and wiped out some really important pieces that I had. And when the next live came and you were like, oh, Raina, I saw that this particular piece broke. I have this. And before anybody else would try to claim that piece, everybody was like, does she want that? If she wants that, let's let her have that. So it was kind of awesome. We're so considerate of each other, and we know it's appreciated. I mean, everybody is just super duper nice, and we become friends outside of the group because of it. It's really super cool. And I think you foster that, and I think, you know, we're very lucky to be able to have such a group. It's rare. It's very rare.
It's like I can set the tone, but then everyone else agrees to the tone and carries it forward so that we don't have any situations. I mean, one of the reasons that I'm not in a lot of related groups online is because I can't stand to see all the infighting. It breaks my heart. And I just, I can't get down with that, you know? And so I don't like I don't like the constant arguing, the debates, the endless, I mean, it's debating a subject with respect is almost unheard of on the internet at this point. People are just constantly mudslinging, and it's awful. So I don't even like to get into those kinds of discussions, because they go sour so fast, and it's like, that is something that never happens, you know, with us. And not only would I not tolerate it, but I just don't think anyone else that's in the core group would tolerate it either. They're all I think everybody wants to be zero drama. Everybody wants to be, let's just be supportive and have a good time. And that's it. It's let's be supportive and have a good time.
It's always the best experience because of it, because that chill vibe is there, that supportive vibe, because you don't ever know when you're going to be the person who needs that kind of chill and support. And it's so great that we all give it to each other in that group. You know, sometimes it's your turn to be looked after. Sometimes it's my turn to be looked after, and everybody's just so great. I don't know how we got so lucky, to be honest with you, because the group has obviously grown and we hope grows even more. But yeah, you just got to bring your chill vibe. You got to bring your kindness and your chill vibe. It's what we expect, right?
Right. And I think that's the thing. It's like, everybody's in agreement with it, and that's why it works, because everyone has the respect for that purpose, and that it's all, that's part of the mission. You know what I mean? That's a part of the
mm-hmm.
mission.
Yeah.
And it's not just shopping. It's not just, you know, that's a part of it is to connect, because let's face it, that's the most important part of this human experience that we're all having, is that connection.
Yep.
The feeling of connection is, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can say that, you know, you can say that in a bunch of ways. You can say that about your, you know, your love relationships. You can say that about your friendships. You can say that about family. You can say that even about work and the people you connect with through work. It's all about connections, and it's all about how we treat each other through those connections. And and as we get a little older, we do start to realize that we need to curate who we connect with in a much more picky fashion than we did when we were younger, when maybe we just, you know, bumbled through all of our friendships and relationships and just kind of, you know, whoever it was, kind of come one, come all, you know. And
I agree.
As you get older, I think you do kind of start saying to yourself, you know what, it's okay if this is not, you know, if this group's not for me, or, you know, or if I'm not for these people over here or whatever, it's okay, because I'm going to find my tribe. And when I do, I'm going to know them, and they're going to match my vibe. It's not going to be forced. It's not going to be forced at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be natural. And we're going to, you know, we're just naturally going to gel. And that's what, amazingly enough, that's what has happened, you know, through the Crystal Coven, is like, it's attracted, like has attracted like, and it's brought in people that, you know, are also matching that vibration. And that's part of it, I think, is done by the crystals themselves. I think it's that energy that they emanate, and the people that they're supposed to be with, because I firmly believe I'm a channel for these things to get to where they're supposed to go. And they are attracting the correct people to them. I don't order my stuff sight unseen. If I am offering something, it's because I literally touched it, put my hands on it, and said, this is coming to Gallows Hill Witchery. I hand curate this whole entire collection. I don't just order
mm-hmm.
online and go, yeah, give me a box of those and 2 boxes of those and 2 kilos of those
right.
and, you know, whatever. No, I am not ordering from China. I'm not bringing, you know, that's not how this goes
right.
for me. For me, this is very personal.
Right.
It's a very personalized, it's more of a boutique feel.
Yep.
And that's the way I always want it to be. I want it to be handpicked. You know, I want to know that the vibe is there for every single piece that leaves here. And, you know, these pieces come in and they spend time with my crystals, you know, and all the skulls spend time with my council of skulls, especially Evolva, who is, you know, the leader, if you will, of my skulls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very important component for me, is feeling like the energy is right. And even though I know that experienced people are going to cleanse these crystals when they get them, I just feel like, you know, it's part of being a good caretaker to make sure that they have a nice, clean vibe, that they have, you know, that they have just the best energy when they're on their journey. And so, you know, I feel like that's a piece of it too. And I've heard from many people have said to me, I love getting crystals from you because they always have the purest vibe. And that's what matters to me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're aesthetically, yeah. I do have an eye. I'm a Libra, let's face it. And my Venus
yep.
is in Virgo. Hello. Talk about picky. I am picky. I really truly am. My whole chart is definitely ruled by Venus because I'm a Libra with a Taurus rising. So I have double Venus
wow.
in my big three. And
yeah.
on top of that, to have my Venus be in Virgo, yes, very picky. The aesthetic is key. But as much as these stones are beautiful, they have an extremely high vibe, you know, and that's the whole thing. Their vibration is there. They're not just a pretty, more than just a pretty face. They are. That's right. They are.
Seriously.
You know,
it's very true. And I don't know how you're going to feel about what I'm about to say, but that's okay. A lot of the time when I get a skull from you or a crystal, I don't wipe out those vibes. I keep that energy going because I know where that energy came from. And, you know, I let the skull, whatever messages are coming from your end of the country, it's like there may be something I need to hear in here. So I don't do the immediate, oh, you know, I've got to cleanse. No. See, that's what trust is about. When you know,
well, that's a big compliment. So
this,
thank you.
You're very welcome. But it's very true. And I'm really, you know, I'm very nervous about energies. I'm a Libra as well. My Venus is in Libra. I mean, I'm insanely Libra, loading down on Scorpio side. So not only do I get you, but I'm also the bitch side of all that because of all the scorpion I have. But yeah, and so I'm very picky about energy and things of that nature. But yeah, when I get stuff from you, I am confident that nothing bad has come in at all. So I don't worry about it. I don't worry about it. Unless I have to clean it for a specific purpose, I let that good energy stay in my home, stay with me, inform me, because I do believe that crystals carry memory, whether it's from people or places or ancestors or its original creation. I think everything comes in with a memory. And I like to, you know, try to investigate that a little bit, you know. So I'm very appreciative of the fact that I know you pick everything by hand. And I want folks to understand how important that is to not buy crystals just from some distributor in another country sight unseen. You want to at least know and trust the person you're getting these products from, because it's really important. This is part of you. It's part of your magical practice. If you pass crystals on to loved ones, you know, you want to have confidence that it is coming from a good heart and a good place. So that's, you know, part of, and I know it just sounds like I'm puffing you up, but I'm really not, because I have received crystals that were not handpicked, and I have received crystals that maybe didn't have the greatest energy. So, you know, it's, like I said, I think it's the vibe you create, and I'm just so lucky to be part of the group. And a lot of people can become part of the group. Go check out Gallows Hill Witchery. But
thank you. Another thing
I wanted to talk about. You're welcome. No, seriously, I love it, and I love you, and you know that because we've talked separately. But anyway, so the other thing that I love about this book, you actually put crystal grids in here, and a lot of the time when crystal grids are put in books, sometimes it's a little bit more than most folks understand. A lot of the time, they just look complicated, and they, you know, I mean, they can be very complicated if you want to make them so, but you really put in some very nice, easy to follow. Oh, by the way, the illustrations are gorgeous, and they're simple. They're simple watercolor. They're really, really super pretty. Nothing in the book is intimidating. The grids aren't intimidating. I love that.
Yeah, Lisa Ainsworth is our illustrator. She's been our illustrator for all three books, but we finally got her really super in her element because she absolutely adores working in watercolor. And so for this one, because, you know, the first two was beautiful line art, which she's great at. She is a tattoo artist at Good Mojo Tattoo, which is where Leanne and I both get our tattoos done. And so, you know, she is somebody that I've admired her artwork. And I'm like, you know what? And so when it came time for the first book, I was like, I'd really love Lisa to be able to illustrate. So we were her first book. She had never done that before. So,
wow.
Oh, cool. So here we are in our third book. And she, I own a couple of original watercolors of hers. And she loves, by the way, she loves skulls. That's one of the things she loves to draw. And so I have some gorgeous original artwork of hers of skulls. I actually am going to get, she did a gorgeous one of me, a gorgeous one for me of a skull with a tree of life coming up out of it. It's so pretty. I'm going to get that one framed. But anyways.
Nice.
Yeah. And so there are some really beautiful pieces that she did in the book, like through the whole book. I just, every time I would say to her, like, how about, you know, for this chapter, how about you do a watercolor of this? And she would just come back and it would just be, I almost never have to go back to her and say, could you change this or could you adjust that? Almost nothing ever. She just, she just, no, just like, she just does it, you know, it's just incredible. So, I adore her work. And if you're in the area, if you come to Salem and get in my neighborhood, go over and see Lisa at Good Mojo. But anyway, I love keeping it local. You know what I mean? And Leanne and I, you know, it's like we love to keep it local. And that's the other thing about, you know, the crystals. I'm lucky in that I'm in an area where within 2 hours drive of me, I can put my hands right on, you know, multiple different sources. So that's part of, you know, that's part of my benefit. And I pass that benefit along to you guys because it means I don't pay for shipping my way.
Yep.
In other words, I'm not somewhere, you know, in, you know, God knows where, having to get all these really heavy things shipped to me. And that allows me to keep my prices better because I'm not paying to get these things shipped to me. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's like,
you
know, that makes it easier. That makes it easier because, you know, because unfortunately there are some other sellers out there who their only avenue to get these crystals before they get them to you is for them to be shipped to them. And that now the problem is you're paying the shipping twice. You're paying for them to get it shipped to them, and then they're going to ship it to you. So I'm actually really lucky in that regard because that really helps with the pricing. So
and
I go on Etsy and I almost fall over at the prices because I'm like, oh my God, but then again, Etsy takes a huge chunk of money. Etsy takes an ungodly chunk of money from these people. So now you're paying Etsy, you're paying the shipping to get the item to them, you're paying the shipping to get that for them to ship it to you. I mean, it's rough. It's really rough.
It is. It is rough. And, you know, again, I shop with you often. I know your prices. That's why I keep shopping with you. well, that and other reasons. But, you know, it does help because, you know, the ability to get product. But for me, it's more than about the shipping. For me, it's about the fact that I know you felt the vibe. I know where your heart's at when you're doing that. And when it's something that's intended for me, I know that too. And when I get it from you, that's why I said I don't worry about it because it's got beautiful energy. And again, I also believe crystals carry memories. But one of the other things I love about this book, which cracked me up, I have to say, your appendix. There's an appendix in this book, okay? So for folks who are just like, I just need to know what's good for this right now, and I'll read the rest of it later. There is that in the book. There's also a separate glossary explaining what the most popular crystals are and what they're good for. But this appendix cracked me up because you put in the column of what it's good for, then the crystals that work for those things, the colors, the day of the week, the oil, the herb, the planet. But my favorite part, of course, because I'm a Libra, cuisine. She put in cuisine. She and Leanne put in cuisine. I'm
yes, that's because
you know
Leanne
I'm a Libra.
Adores cooking. That's because Leanne adores cooking. That's right.
Oh, well,
to
honey,
the Italian
I adore eating.
To be
you
like, we should put the cuisine too. You know?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You. It's so true.
Definitely.
It's so true. And then
but
you
we
have,
do a whole thing
you
on
have
the kitchen.
Like,
I mean, we have a whole chapter on the kitchen, on crystals in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
And so it only makes sense. Like, what are the things, what are these things in, I love a good table of correspondences. I know, that's, to me, that's mother's milk, you know? I love a book that'll give me a nice table of correspondences. I love to be able to, I want to work with these things. So I want to mix it up. It's like I want to see the recipes, and then I want to tweak the recipes, you know, to suit what I'm doing, you know, just like any chef, you know, wants to kind of put their spin on it. And so if we give people a nice framework to work within, then they can experiment and they can branch out. They can do what it is that they want to do with it, you know, and we just feel like that's a nice quick reference. You know, you want to do people want to scan back through every chapter of the book to try to find that? No. So we give them a nice appendix where they can just go right to it. We did it with lighting the wick too. In lighting the wick with the candles, we did the same thing. We put a nice appendix where people could go, all right, I'm working with money. Let me go. They don't want to go back and read the whole chapter. They want to just go to quick scan. You know what I mean? Just quick scan. Okay, this is what I need. That's right. All right, I've got this and this. And we want people to be able to work within what they're, you know, what I love is to be able to give somebody a recipe that it's already, they've already got everything in the pantry. They can just pull it together a different way. Yeah. So when we give you an appendix like that, we're expecting that people that have been practicing a while will probably have a few of these things already on hand. And so it's a matter of putting them to good use, you know? And just like anybody
absolutely.
In fashion is going to show you how to maximize your wardrobe, you know what I mean? We're going to say, okay, you have these things in your kitchen. Here's how you're going to use them for magic. You have these things, you know, you already own these crystals because you got them, and these are the crystals, the most popular crystals that people will have on hand. Here's how to best use them. I think we've got, I don't know, we've got, I would say we probably have over 200 different crystals listed in the glossary. But we're not just a glossary, and there's books out there like that. And you know what? I encourage everyone to buy them. If you want a book like that, I love Love is in the Earth by Melody. Highly recommend Love is in the Earth by Melody. So if you want a book that's literally just a big, long alphabetical list of all crystals and what they do, that's the one I would recommend.
Yeah.
And so,
I love it, but
our book isn't meant to just be that. Although we wanted to deliver a glossary that would be easy for people to use, we weren't going to do a 500-page book that was just a giant glossary. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not our style, you know. And for us, most people buying our book probably already own one of those. And so they don't need us to do that for them because, let's face it, plus there's this thing called the Internet.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
does anybody not look a crystal up on the Internet anymore? You know what I mean? Like, honestly, most people just Google it. If they're like, oh, what's a apophyllite? The minute that they say that, you know, they're off Googling it. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, pretty much. I mean, that's what used to happen. I remember back in the day, you know, when people wanted to buy a new tarot deck, they would try to go to a store where they knew they had one of those cracked open so they could look at all the, you know, the different cards and decide if that spoke to them or not. Nowadays, people just Google it. You can Google the images for like any tarot deck. You know what I mean? And it's like, there's no point to cracking open a box of cards in a store if you're not going to buy it because you don't need to anymore. You just Google it and you'll see the images and you'll decide at that point if you're drawn to it or not. So I feel the same way about crystals, you know, in terms of just understanding what they're good for, you know, the Internet can tell you that. So what can we tell you in our book that's going to deliver different information and that's going to, you know, give you, arm you with techniques and tips that will help you achieve your goals and get you to where you want to be in life.
Yeah.
You know, that's for us, it's all about that. It's about the empowerment. It's about, you know, really getting people to, you know, to have these crystals be partners in whatever it is that they're doing, whether that's as, hey, you know, my child is struggling with, you know, having nightmares and stuff like that. What can I, you know, how can I use crystals to help with that? Or, you know, maybe it's something, you know, much more elaborate and you know, and deeper than something, you know, that's just a very, might be just a simple fix, you know? So
absolutely,
like for every, you know, for whatever, something, you know, that's why you know, we like to talk about how to work with these things with children, which we did in, you know, in Lighting the Wick too.
Yes.
And we discuss it even in Reading the Leaves, because kids, oh my gosh, kids are so psychically active that, you know, we'd have kids at the tea leaf, you know, events, and the kids would be just knocking it out of the park. You know, it's just, it's amazing how much they'll just pick up and not be afraid to say it. And I think that's a big component of it, is not being afraid to say it with any kind of psychic work. It's like a lot of people will see something, but they won't necessarily say it, you know, but the kids would all say it. The kids would all just blurt it right out. You know, they would all just be like, I see a blah, blah, and they have no problem saying it. And the adults will be sitting there tight lips going, I don't think I see anything. And I'm like, really? Really? You don't see that blah, blah? And they're like, oh, well, I kind of did, but I didn't know if that was really what that was. And I'm like, it's what you make it in some ways. Like it's, that's what I love about tea leaf reading, is that it's not so prescribed. It's much more intuitive. It's so intuitive. It's so much of it rests on you listening to your own intuition and making the connections for yourself and seeing what it is that you see, you know, and it's so much of it is that it's easy to learn because you're the most important component of it. You know, your history and your catalog of images in your own life is so vital to it that can't be missing. You know, it's a component that's so important. And so it's very personal, but at the same time, it's not intimidating the way, like, so many people are like, oh my God, I want to read tarot, but I'm having a hard time memorizing all the meanings. You know, they don't want to have to sit and memorize 78 cards, you know? And so I'm like, you know, nobody really expects anybody to memorize all the meanings in tea leaf readings.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? More often than not, you're going off of what your intuition is telling you about the images you're seeing. And yes, you can go to the book, and there are many, 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 you know, kind of standard, you know, meanings that are attributed to certain images, but you'll know a lot of them already anyways, because they're so obvious, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's so much more natural, I think, in many ways. And it's just it's not scary. And that's the other thing, is it's not scary. And sometimes people get scared of the tarot, or they're scared of the Ouija board, or they're scared, you know, they get nervous about stuff like that, but there's nothing scary about a cup of tea.
No. And I think, you know, what you say makes a lot of sense, because if you are being fed images, and tarot feeds you an image to go from, if you are using something that is just basic and what you have to use is your intuition, because you're not getting visual clues in that regard, with, you know, like, this is the Ace of Pentacles, this is the, you know what I'm saying? It really does allow you to tap into whatever is coming through the way it's coming through, as opposed to being fed these visual clues. I have no talent for reading tea leaves, but it's something I want to explore, because I think it's fascinating. I had a family member who did it, like a million years ago when I was very young, but nobody else did it but her. Yeah, it's actually, one of my cousins bought me one of those, the ones with the cup is all divided and it says all these different things for tea leaf reading. And I'm like, I kind of want to do it a more organic way, as in just doing it with a plain cup and actual tea leaves, which I actually have. So I'm really thinking about experimenting with that when I have time. You know, time, the thing I never have. But anyway, so before we go, because we are over, but I could talk to you all day, but I'm sure you have other things to do. Yeah, we're already over an hour, but so what? But before we go, I want to ask you to tell folks where they can find you and where they can get the book. And if you're planning on, if you're already planning on book four.
Yes. Okay. So Gallows Hill Witchery on Facebook. So type a search for Gallows Hill Witchery and you'll find that. Mm-hmm. Also the Psychic Keys, because that's Leanne and I, and we do a radio show. We broadcast it. It's on regular radio here in our area, and it's also broadcast, video broadcast on Facebook via StreamYard.
Yay.
And then we're also on Instagram, so it's Psychic Tea on Instagram, and Leanne Marama on Instagram. And we're about to be on TikTok, but that's another story. And so, So there's that. And then the books, wherever you buy books, because Penguin Random House is the largest publisher in the world. So wherever you buy books, you can find Reading the Leaves, Lighting the Wick, or Awakening the Crystals. All of them are currently on sale. You can get signed copies that are signed by both Leanne and myself on pentagramsalem.com, or you can come to Gallows Hill Witchery. Go to a live or message me on Facebook. And then in terms of book four, yes, we are. We have a proposal in the works for book four.
Yay!
And so I can't say anything more about it, but we are definitely working up a proposal so that we should have another book out next year, because we definitely have more to say. We definitely have more to teach and more to say.
That's awesome.
So,
I love it. That's great.
And we have a couple of other things in the works. We were asked to write the foreword for a very important book that is being republished, that has been out of print for a while, that's being republished. So there'll be more info to come on that. And so we got all kinds of things going on, and then we're looking toward this season. We're looking toward being at a couple of events. I think we're going to both be at Free Spirit Gathering. I'm looking at a couple other things. I'm presenting at Witch City Tarot Gathering, which is here in Salem in July and through the 24th. I will be at the Witch's Night Market that Saturday night, which is happening at the Hawthorne Hotel. And that will have 20-something witchy vendors, and it's open to the public. So you don't have to be attending the gathering to go to the night market. We are doing an event called we created an event called Witches for Women, the Spring Gathering, which is happening May 14th. It's Saturday, May 14th. That all profits from that event, 100% profit, will be donated to HAWC, which is a charity here in Salem that helps women and children get out of domestic abuse situations and get back on their feet. And so 100% of the profit, and that's like five different female-owned businesses here in Salem that have banded together to create the event. So that's it's six businesses. It's Vamp Fangs and Maison Vampire, Dark Moon Salem, June's Wicked Wax, Pentagram Shop, House Witch, and Gallows Hill Witchery. So we are all coming together to make that event happen. So there's like sponsorships available, guys. So if you're willing to help contribute to that, that's a wonderful, wonderful cause that we believe very deeply in. So hit me
amazing.
Up if you're looking to be a sponsor. We have sponsorship packages start at $100. So hit me up.
Yay. That's amazing.
Yep.
So, you know, I've got to say, this book is, you know, just to bring it back to the book before we go, I have to say, this book, whether you've been collecting crystals, working with crystals for a long time, or you're new to the game, or, you know, you're just curious, this is such a great book. It's a great tool. It's a great companion. It's a great intro. I highly recommend, again, the book is Awakening the Crystals, and I have had the good fortune of having Sandra Mariah write with me for the last hour. You know I love you, girl.
You too. Back at ya.
Talk to you soon.
Blessings from Salem.
Thank you. Blessings to you too. All right, everybody. I will be back next week at some point. I think Wednesday. Check your local listings. Have a great weekend. Blessings.